There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
A thought here. When people go to Facebook friend you or Instagram follow or whatever, and they ask to follow back, all that kind of stuff, if it's a woman, they should have to, it should be mandated they list their maiden name. Because there's so many people I went to high school with, and they'll try to Facebook friend you or Instagram follow, and you don't know whether to follow back, and it's their married name, and I'll have no idea who in the hell they are, and then they'll be like, hey, it's whatever, and then they'll say their maiden name, and I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, okay. Why don't you just say that? Well, it's not my name anymore. Good grief. Anyway, 866-391-1020 is that number, 866-391-1020. All right, I think this is a case of freedom of expression. And I'm not understanding why the country, at least it was earlier today, you know, the news cycle now, we've forgotten about things in 45 minutes, but why the country is jammed up about this. Some of it has to do with star power. Actually, most of it has to do with star power. When it is a gigantic star, a big-time name, and somebody that has recognizability, that's off the charts. In this case, it's Zach Bryan, who has sold, I don't even know how many records. He has sold out all the football stadiums, including the big house at Michigan, I believe. Played at Ohio State. He's played at all the big college football venues. Notre Dame, he played there not long ago. He plays anywhere you can get 100,000 people. And there's a big story now.
Last Friday, Bryan released a snippet of an upcoming song called Bad News, which he had previously teased back in July.
The middle finger's rising and it won't stop showing. Got some bad news. The fading of a red, white, and blue.
Sparking an angry response from the right and the Trump administration. On Tuesday, the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE, released a video on social media showing federal law enforcement personnel confronting protesters and arresting people, set to another one of Bryan's songs.
Okay, so there's that. And there's more.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem later criticized Bad News directly.
I hope he understands how completely disrespectful that song is, not just to law enforcement, but to this country, to every single individual that has ever stood up and fought for our freedoms.
Brian, a U.S. Navy veteran, took to Instagram the same day, saying he wrote Bad News months ago, and anyone who uses it as a weapon is only proving how devastatingly divided we all are.
Okay.
Brian, a U.S. Navy veteran, took to Instagram the same day.
We already heard that part. It's just freedom of expression. Do I agree with the merits and the message in the song? No. But he was in the service, and he was around people that went to combat to fight for those very freedoms. We don't need Kristi Noem commenting on it. Everybody has the right to say what they want, just as she does. But everybody has a right to write whatever song they want, to turn out whatever artistry that they'd like. And I'm not understanding why this is an issue at all, and why it's an issue that reaches the highest levels of government in our country, and they waste 1 second on it. And they're jammed up about it. It's since the dawn of time, and especially during the Vietnam War, during the Gulf conflicts, all that, we have had musicians that have decided to get political or want to have a say in the political arena. They are people who, by and large, singer-songwriters, they write, they create, they do things like that. And oftentimes, sometimes I should say, on purpose, they stay away from topics like that. Some people, I think, and especially here with him being a veteran, they feel as if it's not necessarily their duty, but they feel as if they can offer insight. And they feel as if they should write a song about the current events. If they don't agree with your take, and this song doesn't agree with how I feel, that doesn't mean they need to be reprimanded. Doesn't mean they need to be told that it's weaponizing anybody. Nobody's sitting around and deciding to, I don't think at least, they're not getting a boombox and putting it in Chicago or Portland or somewhere else and playing it real loud and going, all right, this Zach Bryan song is going to fire us up. Now we're going to throw some rocks at the ICE agents. I just don't think that's happening. Honestly. Or nobody's sitting in some car somewhere and going, and hotboxing their car and turning Zach Bryan on real loud and going, look, let's get all fired up right now. Revival? Nah, I don't want to hear that. Something in the Orange or whatever? No, that song, no good. I don't want to hear that. This ICE song. Let's do this and then go raise some hell at some federal agents. I just don't think that's happening. This isn't, you know, Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger days. It's just not happening. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? No. It's just an artist who is exhibiting his artistry. And that's where it begins and that's where it ends. I'll say this. People like Kristi Noem, who I think does a pretty good job, when they decide to comment on petty things, they look petty. Let somebody make the song they want to make. If you don't agree with it, walk past it. Keep it moving. That's our God-given right. That's our American right. And you got to respect the hell out of this guy because he was a veteran. If he's on the other side of the coin than you, let him be. Just keep it moving. This has turned into a gigantic controversy. And here's what you do. If you don't like what he's about, don't buy his records. Don't go to his shows. If you like what he's about, buy his records and go to his shows.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.